Good morning, it's Wednesday, the 25th day of January. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Wednesday is expected to be cloudy with a high temperature of 47. Overnight will be partly cloudy as temperatures drop to near 40. Now on with today's top stories. Tacoma Pierce County Health Department on Tuesday announced that its Director of Health is retiring at the end of June. Dr. Anthony Chen said in a statement Tuesday, quote, "We have plenty of work ahead of us to protect and improve the health of all people and places in Pierce County. I look forward to seeing where the next leader will take our local health department." End quote. Chen has served in the position since 2008 when he was selected by the Tacoma Pierce County Board of Health. Chen faced an array of challenges during his tenure at TPCHD, including at least two separate attempts to break up the health department from city-county combined oversight, including in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. Newly elected Board of Health Chairperson Catherine Ushka will lead a nationwide recruitment effort for Chen's successor. TPCHD said she will appoint a selection committee of board members which will hire an outside recruiting firm to assist. Ask a taco man which local shop makes the best donuts, and you're likely to get a singular answer. Or will you? Turns out there are plenty of allegiances. Now the time has come to make your voice heard on this very important topic. Who makes the best donuts in town? Vote in our poll at thenewstribune.com/TNTDiner. In the face of declining membership and fewer men entering the priesthood, Catholic parishes in Pierce County and across western Washington will merge in 2024, the Seattle Archdiocese announced Sunday morning to its members. After the mergers are complete, the Seattle Archdiocese estimates it will have 66 parishes, down from its current 174. The mergers aren't new in Tacoma, where four parishes were joined together into one super parish in 2022. The Seattle Archdiocese's region encompasses all of western Washington from Canada to Oregon. A consulting firm has been hired to examine each church, parish, and property and formulate a proposal. After looking at past mergers and mergers from around the U.S., the Seattle Archdiocese has chosen a model called family parishes. There's no set number of merged parishes for each family parish, McClenahan said. There could be anywhere from 2 to 5 parishes in each family parish. Once the parishes are merged into a family, they will have 3 years to work together to determine how they want to become one canonical parish. Archbishop Paul Etienne is expected to make the final announcement in January 2024 with the mergers going into effect in July 2024. Tacoma police are investigating after two men, ages 18 and 26, were injured in a shooting Sunday evening in the parking lot of Mount Tahoma High School. Police learned of the shooting after the men showed up at St. Clair Hospital in Lakewood with gunshot wounds. One told officers they were talking in the parking lot when they were approached by two people and shot. An argument between the two groups preceded the shooting, police said. Their injuries weren't life-threatening. No arrests have been made. Police said one man didn't want to speak with officers, and the other did not have a good description of the shooting suspects. Sunday's shooting capped a violent weekend in Tacoma. Early Sunday morning, a man in his 40s was killed in a shooting in the city's Stadium District, in the 100 block of St. Helens Avenue. It was the third homicide in Tacoma in 2023. At this time last year, the city had two reported homicides. On the heels of its parent company selling itself to a global infrastructure management firm, Tacoma's Rainier Connect has unveiled its growth plan, expanding the business to neighboring counties. The company now serves the Tacoma area, operating the city's Click network. It also serves customers in Puyallup, Edenville, and Graham, providing high-speed internet, Stream TV, phone and Boost networking services. In December, Rainier Connect announced the sale of parent company Mashell Incorporated to Palisade Infrastructure for an undisclosed sum. In a release Monday, Rainier Connect announced plans for growing its fiber network in Washington State to add more customers in Pierce, King, Lewis, Snohomish, Thurston, and Grays Harbor counties. While Rainier Connect does not disclose customer totals, an online report listed the company with more than 40,000 customers during its Click takeover. Two teenagers were arrested Sunday at the South Hill Mall in Puyallup while in possession of two firearms. According to police, the teens posed for photos with a shotgun in full face masks before putting away the gun and walking inside. Puyallup Police Department said an off-duty air marshal supervisor called 911 Sunday afternoon while watching the teenage boys take selfies near a vehicle in the parking lot, according to a news release. The caller followed them inside while on the phone with dispatchers, and, when police arrived, the teenagers ran. The boys, ages 15 and 17, were arrested on suspicion of two counts of being a juvenile in possession of a firearm and obstructing law enforcement. Police said the older teenager, from Spanaway, had a Glock handgun in his waistband when he was arrested. The younger boy is from Tacoma. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT Offers for more information.